Podsecular Tip Show for Containment, Episode 40.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Boomo Jive.
And I'm Spill Chick.
I'm Painkiller 05.
Yeah.
Pinkle is the winner of the Podtacular tournament most recently, and he's here to help us out this week. Thanks, Painkiller, for joining us.
No problem.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to cover this week. This is the tips show, where we talk about your noob tips, general tips, tips for map of the week, containment this week, and the random tip of the week. So, lots to cover, lots of stuff in this episode. Let's get started.
Yeah. So, I'm going to start off with this noob tip from Showdown 1028. He says, when driving the Warthog, remember, gas on the right, brake is on the left. And remember, there's a clutch, but not in the Warthog, because it has no clutch. But the Warthog is made of space-age technology, and or it has one gear, which makes it not space-age, and that makes it's stupid. So thanks for confusing me, Shodan 1028.
Maybe it's just automatic, dude. That would get rid of the clutch. That's definitely not space-age necessarily, just to have automatic, but... Anyway, I digress from how many gears the Warthog has.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Pink Gillow?
Leprechaun says he would like to say that he loves the show and that he hasn't listened to any other podcast but this one because it is awesome. And his new tip is, when you are on terminal, avoid the train at all times except when grabbing the sword or crossing. But first you will need to make sure the train with either come on the other side or it isn't coming for a while. Thanks, Spectacular, and his gamer tag is LEPERKAHN, Leprechaun.
Cool. Well, looks like he also sent in a noob tip for containment, which is the map of the week. He's saying the noob tip for containment is to make sure either someone on your team or no one has the rocket launcher before getting into any vehicle, especially the Banshee. So, quick tip there.
Yeah. We got one here from Plasmorphage. We got a campaign tip. So if you want to start sending in some campaign tips, you can do that. Send those over to podtacular@gmail.com, send a voicemail or whatever you want to do. Whatever you feel like doing. Submit them, because we will say them on thy show. Anyways, we got here one here from Plasmorphage. He says, my campaign tip that I found always helps is to rush through the levels on Legendary. If you're almost done and there's a bunch of tanks in front of you, make sure you have Sputnik Skull on and grenade jump over them. This will save me many hours of walking in frustration. Now, I'm not familiar with the Sputnik Skull. I'm assuming that, it's
makes you jump good. Higher or something? I don't know.
Maybe a grenade jumps or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sputnik Skull does.
Apparently it makes you, either makes you jump higher or it makes explosions bigger, but most likely the jump higher because...
I found it. The Sputnik Skull is a secret skull that makes you go high or you can move stuff faster, and it's in the quarantine zone, and how you get it is when you go in the quarantine zone on the legendary level... Now, remember, like, the area you were in before you got this level? Well, there's an entrance to it. Go to it and turn left. You'll see a cliff somewhere, and then you get on the cliff. Then walk until you reach the end. You'll see the Sputnik Skull. Grab it. Screen will blink. You'll say Sputnik Skull. Top level. And then just get rid of it, and they'll jump high with grenades and other stuff, so.
Wow. That's
cool. Yeah. Thank you, Google!
Yeah, really. Yeah, I've never really been into getting all the skulls and all that stuff, but, if it works, it works.
Cool.
I always thought they're pretty cool, but...
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I just never really got into it. But, whatever floats your boat, So we got some general tips here, right?
Oh, yeah, we always have the good old digital tips. You can send digital tips over to podtecular@gmail.com or file a listener voicemail to 206-888-HALO. Anytime, all the time, every time.
Yeah, so Painkiller, why don't you just... why don't you get started here?
Me?
Read the first general tip, please.
Lemon says, yo, I have a little tip if you have a party of four and you're just fooling around in split screen, but it would also work on live. Instead of playing on maps that are even too big for the four of you, try playing in one of the bases in containment. As long as you make sure everyone stays in the base, you could have a pretty fun game. This may be a good idea for oddball, since there are a lot of places to hide. But in the small area, that's sure to be a crap load of action. Keep on doing whatever you do, Lemon. Basically, what he's saying is, if you have a small party, and you like the big maps, but they're too big for your party, just take your whole party into a base, and just play around in the base, instead of going out all over the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, because that's no fun. It turns into a sniper game. If you don't have the sniper, you're screwed.
Exactly. Because then you get bored, and then you want to shoot yourself, and shooting yourself is wrong.
And it's also not possible in Halo.
It's also not fun. It probably hurts.
True.
Never done it, and I don't plan on it. Because that'd be sad.
Yes, it would. Well, we got one from Underwing here, who says, hey guys, Underwing here. I love the show.
Oh, hey!
And that's the tip. Thanks. Appreciate it. He says he loves the show, but one tip that gets surprisingly little spotlight is a simple one that is extremely useful. Grenades to move weapons. You've seen it in the videos, guys who throw a grenade and then 5 seconds later have the sword from across the map. You've talked about it in Zanzibar getting the sword and such. One of his favorites, though, is in burial mounds. From offense, it's possible to throw a sticky from the right hill to get the rocket launcher without getting sniped. This one's hard, but it becomes easier if you go to the covered side of the bridge and throw a grenade barely past the launcher. It will come straight to you. Like you said, this prevents getting sniped, and if you're good, you can get the rockets without people noticing and then take out those pesky turrets. Of course, using grenades like this is extremely useful on any level with a little experimentation. He strongly suggests once you know where the power weapons are, that you learn the exact angles to get them without exposing yourselves. He's seen people on live throw a grenade and get the rockets from the outside of Zanzibar's fan thing. It's crazy. It takes lots of time to master. It's just one angle, but it can give you the upper hand by giving you weapons more quickly. Rocket launcher on Coag, for instance. Frags are, in his experience, better at throwing objects farther, but the stickies will stay where they hit. Small bridges from an angle. Even if it's just getting a weapon away from an enemy, this is great. Works on ammo as well. Thanks for the tip, dude. That's pretty cool. What else we got here?
Got one here from The Two Cheat. The Two Cheat's pretty cool, dude. Anyways, he says, if you're using a ghost and you want to try and splatter people, right? But it's hard because your foe wants to jump. So try boosting after he jumps. Also, he says, use the right weapon for a right situation. You want to take on a sniper with SMG, you know, use your head. Don't get sniped in the head, but use your head. Don't take the sword. It just identifies your newbiness. He has a whole list of good ones. You know? Try to take out opponents' vehicles before they do it to you. You know, rush all the good weapons. You know, you can throw the flag through the gates on Zanzibar. You'll just freak them out. Because they're stupid. Always play matchmaking with some buddies. This gives you a huge one-up on your opponents because then they won't quit. Hopefully you have friends that won't quit on you. Then they might not be friends, and they might just be jerks. Stupid jerks.
Jerks are no fun.
Yeah, and that's
jerks
it.
Stop.
So thanks, cheat.
Like Wikipedia, jerks.
Wikipedia, yeah, really. Jerks. Jerk Wikipedia. Grr. Sorry.
So what's next here? Painkiller?
Right. Skyber says, Skibber, I don't know how to pronounce that. S-K-I-B-U-R says, quit bagging needlers. Please look at my statuary for my good games today, not the bad ones. 12/10. I played a Slayer game on Colossus today. I only used dual needlers and got 18 kills and only two deaths. Trust me, if you can use them, they work. Pay out on something else, Sentinel Beams. Yes, I have a couple of needler songs on my website. It is freewebs.com/SKIBUR and at the downloads page. It says, Needler Rules. And Zipod's batteries suck. Okay.
Okay.
Needlers do rule.
Well, if you can make them work, then good for you. But I guess I might as well just say sniper sucks because I suck at sniper, but it doesn't. I guess it depends on who's wielding them.
Sifu would know about iPod batteries suck because he only has a shuffle, and that thing is not, shouldn't even be called an iPod.
Oh, man. Better stop that one right now because the shuffle is awesome, dude. It's the best iPod
it's
ever.
It's going...
It's like the size of like a couple sticks of gum, and it has a USB port built in.
I'd rather eat the gum.
And it lasts like 17 hours. Oh man, lasts like 17 hours, dude. The thing is like much more indestructible than any other iPod because it doesn't have a screen.
You could
takes
accidentally
less batteries
eat it.
Because of that. Dude.
I bet you could throw it at a wall and it wouldn't last as long.
What would happen if you mistake it for a piece of gum and eat it?
Then you will have some broken teeth very quickly.
Then you'll probably get like colon cancer or something. And that would
I
suck
know.
Because you
I
swallowed
know.
Your teeth, man. That's why.
Oh.
Anyway, well, back to we got one from Dumb FRT who says when playing Capture the Flag, a good way to clear out the flag room is to first stick yourself with a plasma grenade. To do so, standing at a doorway, throw the grenade up, it bounces down, and sticks onto your head. Then you have 3 seconds to run into the flag area like a flaming head person, and suicide bomb yourself to kill the people guarding the flag. Make sure you have a friend with you to pick up the flag after the coast is clear, of course, because that would be kind of stupid if you killed people in there and there's nobody to pick up the slack when you're done.
Then you wouldn't have accomplished anything.
You just go in there screaming, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah. What? Okay.
what the hell?
Lemon. This guy says,
Lemon.
A watched Banshee spot never spawns. Really? I'm sure if you stand on the Banshee spot, I know if you wait on the site, like right there, it does not spawn. I know that much. But I didn't know that.
Interesting. Well, that brings us into our map of the week this week, which is Containment. Big old giant Absolute. Containment, based kind of on Sidewinder from Halo 1. And as usual in the beginning here, I'm going to go on in this long rant about my... somewhat average tips for containment, just to clear some ground, make sure we cover everything here. And let me get started right away with the tank. Kind of a classic tactic on any objective-based game is to get the tank, open the gate, and bring it into your base to defend in assault or CTF. Just put it behind the plant area. Let's see here. If your team can't coordinate this simple procedure, that's opening the gate with one guy and the other guy driving the tank in, then use the Jeep in the same spot, which is right next to where you spawn, pretty much. It's against the back wall there. Train the Gauss Cannon on the objective and just use that to take people out. It's pretty powerful anyway. Speaking of Jeeps, be sure to take out or get all rockets before driving around in the middle of the map. You'll just be asking for it otherwise. Every time I get rockets, I can usually take out 2 vehicles before I die because people don't, follow this basic premise. Speaking of rockets... Have one guy go through the teleporter.
Speaking of the devil.
Speaking of the devil. Have one guy go through the teleporter and get rockets right away. Have another go for sniper, leaning against a post in front of your base. If you're defending on the top hallway of the base wall, you can make a ghetto noob combo by dual-wielding plasma rifles with a BR in reserve. It works, it really does, but you have to get the timing right on how to drop and switch. That gets kind of sketchy, and you might end up with a plasma rifle and a mouthful of lead. And you don't want that. So practice that to figure
that
out.
That would probably suck.
Yeah, you gotta spit it
out. It would suck.
Then you get colon cancer, man, just like when you swallow an iPod shuffle.
Ooh.
So speaking of lead and iPod shuffles, get on the turret as long as there are snipers down and take out anyone rushing the base on foot. Keep in mind, though, that they have lots of options to take you out when you're on the turret. They can take you out with a BR, they can take you out with rockets, they can take you out with a tank gun, a Gauss cannon, or a sniper. So just make sure it's only stragglers out there, and you probably shouldn't even stay on past your first kill, because as soon as, As soon as that happens, they've pretty much got someone trained on you to take you out right after that. Speaking of kills, a good way to rack up some on defense is to get a guy on top of the roof in the main hallway. And it's hard to get up there a little bit, but it can be a tricky little thing to take out people from up there as well. A good thing is there's lots of open holes in the roof so that you can shoot through those and take people out. Just watch out for snipers from outside of the base. That's it. That's
my tips. Snipers bad. Bad snipers. Bad.
Good for this map.
Thought I'd mention that.
So, Painkiller, you got some stuff too, right?
Yeah. This is my favorite map, actually. Like, everyone hates it, but I actually like it. Basically, this map is only on Big Team Battle. That's at least where I've only seen it. I played it so much because before the latest update, it was on there, like in every game almost. Well, my tactic is to split up the team. So, since the teams are 8, just split it up to 2 groups of 4. One group takes the left caves, one takes the right caves. The group in the left caves goes with the sniper, and the right caves has the rockets, and people in the left caves, hopefully they can take out the enemy rockets, and then they got the rockets and your sniper, and then you attack the right side of the enemy base, and right team basically acts like a distraction, so they're all shooting at them, trying to take them down, while the guys on the left side come in with their rockets and sniper, and they can just pick them off from all the way over there on the left side. And if the tank is in there, you can easily blow it up because you got 2 rocky guys in their base. We just grab the flag or arm the bomb and then you win. Also, I hate it when people put the tank in the base. In my opinion, it's really stupid because, like, you can easily take it out like it stated earlier. But if you keep it outside, there's a little ridge to the right of the base where you can hide the tank behind so only the turret is sticking out. And when you shoot the turret, that doesn't, like, practically no damage at all. So they can shoot as many rockets at you as they want, and they won't kill you, but you can kill them right back. And it keeps them away from your rocket side, and keeps them stuck in the trench, and they can't go up the front of the base either if you're good enough. So basically you're just defending the whole front of your base, and all your team has to cover is the left side, and that works really well. So that's my tip right there.
That's awesome, dude. That's really cool. Both, I like that strat for getting into the base as well, because not a lot of people take the left side, and if you do, you're usually going so far that, you know, they see you on the way. But if you're distracting them on the other side, then that'll let you in there, and be able to get into their base without getting wasted on the way in. Pretty cool. And the tank too, of course. I usually, like, when we're playing an objective game and we're on defense, I never understand why people grab the Jeep and just go flying out into the middle of the open field, because they're freaking going to get rocketed, and then they're going to waste the Jeep when we could just back it up in the corner and put it where the tank would otherwise go. So
yeah, the Jeep should be left best on defense, not offense.
For real. Okay, so let's move on here. What do we got next, Spellcheck?
We got one here from Olive Skate. This is Sam here, little brother. Oh. I know. I'm just cool like that. But he says, or you can call him XXXITCXXX. We'll call you Olive Skate. Anyways, he said the best thing to do on containment for assault is to go to the open base first. After that, you crouch in the little corner where the bomb area is located, and you debarm well armed after you get in that little. Oh, what is he saying here, guys? I'm confused.
He's just saying to go back right outside the wall and arm the bomb from out there, and then go in and plant it so you don't have to arm it inside the planting area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jublane wasn't able to clean up our grammar this week, so.
But Jublane has the next tip here. What's up with that? Time to send in a tip, but no time to clean up the grammar.
Well, no, it's cool.
No,
I'm
just
kidding.
You
didn't have to do the grammar cleanup. We really appreciate that, though.
Yeah, we do. Definitely. Besides, I was a little late on getting the show notes up and whatever. Okay, so he says stay out of the big middle area as much as possible. If you venture out to get a territory or weapon, get back to the surrounding caves or bases as quickly as possible. The middle areas are much too exposed, and especially since this is a big map, you're likely to get either sniped, rocketed, hit with a tank turret, or just, I don't know, pwned.
Sweet. Huh? 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 Yeah.
Some painkiller. What else we got here?
Alright, Michael says that this is Michael, a.k.a. Mafia Inc. guy. His gamer tag is XBS13. And his tip is, when playing an objective-based game like Capture the Flag, if your team is on the offense, go through the caves on the side, and if your team is on defense, cover the cave area.
Cool. Pretty straightforward. Cool.
Yeah, I see Nick of Time says this is his least favorite map other than Backwash, and I kind of agree with him. No, what the names of territories are here, and it's a game type in a 15 bout, so it's good to have an advantage, you know. So this is like, you know, like on Zanzibar, there's Camp Froman, there's the Wheel, there's like, it names them for you, so you know what to call them. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you might play around a territory here, so you just know the names of them. So this is one of the places where using a different color of armor is good. Using white armor here pretty much blends you within the map. Like everyone used to use black for, which was cheating. Lots of rocket ammo to be had here on the bridges near the rockets and the center bridge, you know. The camo kind of reflects the white. So it can be easier to see that little annoying invisible dude. So, yeah. Watch out for the power cores while driving the Warthog. You can't stress this enough. It's really the pain to have a huge respawn timer, even get booted because you accidentally slipped into one, and killed everyone in the full Warthog. You know, I've seen that happen when the people with the flag guy and the Warthog do this, and it's costing them the game. So yeah. On the contrary, the cores are great when you have sniper. They are the only cores that can kill someone with one core. And remember, the upshield and camo don't mix. You know, one or the other, because usually your camera is about dead by the time you get the overshield anyways. I think it's great here. Be sure to use it if you can. Just watch out for the rockets, you know. Flag's very close to teleporter. Keep this in mind. It can only take about 5 seconds before the flag is safe in your base. Be out in the open here near the middle of the map, so. And also, use the Gauss to defend the flag. It can be really convenient, you know. You know, what's the point of bringing out the base when you're on defense?
Yep.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's all for now. Keep on podcasting. From Nick of Time. Thanks, Nick of Time. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Nice stuff. We agree with you.
We agree with you very much so.
Okay, we got one from The Too Cheap, who says, let's hear it for variety. This map offers everything from close quarters to wide open spaces to air battles. You need to be sufficient at all forms of combat on this map. On objective type games, you need to bring out the big guns. If you're on defense, bring the tank inside your base, and park it right on top of the flag bomb area. Park your Warthog between the portal and the flag bomb area. Complete pwnage. There are some major holes on defense on this map. You need to guard the caves on the left and right, the gate out front, and an air assault from the Banshee. A sniper is a great asset to have too, provided your enemies are complete idiots. If you're hoofing it, take the caves. He's noticed people hardly ever take the small caves on the left if you're facing the base. It's a little more open than using the other caves, but it's really effective, and especially if you use Painkiller's strategy there of keeping them busy so you can get by that open area there. Grab those rockets. They come in real handy to take down that annoying Banshee or Warthog. And if you're using the portal, have somebody waiting on the other end in a Warthog to run you home. It's not fun running away with the flag and four guys chasing after you, only to get killed after coming out the other end. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
So, what do we got next here?
Alright, Spartan1118 said that this map can be a good map, or a good map gone bad, or just a plain bad map. Turrets can own on this map if used correctly. Have one guy take the battle rifle and guard the turret while he's shooting, and another go for rockets. The last person on your team should go for the tank. If done correctly and quickly, you can defend your base pretty well and make sure your flag is safe in Capture the Flag games.
It's pretty cool. Unless they get a sniper or a rocket turret on you, and then you're screwed. Or a tank turret, but, you know. But that would definitely help, though, for anything mid-range. People causing trouble. What else we got here?
Feel the Thunder says, you know, here's a tip for containment, you know. When you're on defense, one person hops in the tank, while a teammate opens the gate. Bring the tank into the base, use tank to camp at the flag assault spot at your base. And it's totally owned. Also got one here from GrizzlyGamers.com. And I said, the key is that you use the rocket to take out the other team's tank. Or better yet, control the other team's tank. Huh? Huh? So it's a good job, the podcast. Keep it up.
Cool.
It's pretty funny idea. In games when they don't take their tank. You just drive over there and just take it, and then I've got two tanks, and they're in trouble.
That's also fun, is just driving. Like, did they take the flag? No. Did they do anything wrong? They stole our tank. Dang it! I remember doing that. That's just a good old time.
Yeah, that's probably best to do on Slayer-type games, though, because start doing that on defense on the other one, then you're on objective games, then you're getting rid of your Warthog and, you know, could cause problems. Anywho, got one from the Drez, who writes in saying, hey guys, first of all, he just has to say that containment is not the greatest level. It's way too big. Sidewinder was better because, you know, you could be in the Warthog and slip around on the ice and all that stuff. Maybe he's right. Who knows? He only has a noob tip for containment. He says, just watch out for those triangular objects, which are the mines on the maps. They can be a doozy. Not something you want to melee at close range. Nice tip. Don't melee the explosion cores. It's fun if you're in the turret at the base, you see a Warthog coming to try to blow up the mines when they drive by, because when you shoot the mines, they, you know, tend to explode, which then causes the people in the Warthog to die. All right, that's his tip for containment. He's out.
All right. Fojo says, in 4v4 team snipers, a good strategy is to have your team split up into two pairs. Each pair controls one side of the map's caves. The two players in each pair watches each other's back and alerts the other teammates of enemy locations. By being in the caves, you stay out of the wide open middle area and out of the heavily spawned / easily accessible bases. Also in team snipers, also always pick up the beam rifle at your secondary. There's no reason not to. If for some reason you miss four shots, switch over and continue firing. Have the beam as your secondary will also allow you to use the fast reload glitch with the human sniper. But please, use the microphone for communicating enemy positions and power-up status. Not ridiculous no-scope and double-kill crap. What a waste of time. Great show, guys. I have to agree with that. I hate it when people just like no-scope or double-kill. They're like, oh, I totally just killed that guy. It's so annoying.
Yeah, really. It's like people are trying to communicate, you know, stuff about the game, what's going on, where people are at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Zach, good old Z-A-Q-U-E, says the best thing on this map is to go for the sniper and try to eliminate the other sniper. Good plan. It also helps to have control of both tanks if possible and take advantage of the mines. Whenever possible, stupid mic is in my way. Sorry about that. If you open the gate, you can let the tank get inside the base. It helps enough attackers coming from the tunnels as well as up front. And hopefully he'll be back on, like Zach says, hopefully he'll be back on Christmas, you know, when you get through 360. So hopefully I'll be back on live on Halo 2. I've been on live playing Burnout, sadly enough. But hopefully I'll be back on live too. So maybe me and you are play our first game together.
Yay.
I don't know.
Well, Thane Luke writes one in saying, for this map, the things he tends to remember are lots and lots of kills come through the left cave. This map is huge enough that you pretty much only get two good runs when on offense. And watch for the guy standing on the roof of your base with a sniper. Also, rockets, BR, bomb, planted. So if you can decipher that, good for you. So, Painkiller, yeah. What else we got here?
Alright, JR98664 says, it is almost a horrible idea to rush into the base by yourself. Most of the time, the bulk of the enemy team is in there ready to kill you. If you are going to solo to get the flag out of the teleporter, make sure you sneak in. It also helps if you go into the base in an unusual way. More often than not, the enemy will see you go through and you're screwed. Yeah, like there are those holes in the ceiling right above the flag room, right where the brute shot is. You can just grab that, drop through a hole, and you'll be like behind the enemies because they usually like to hide up in the top part of the flag room. You can just take them out easily. I like to do that when I solo.
That's cool. Yeah, there's too many people to go in solo on this map. You found that, I mean, it's like, how good are you going to do getting through down that hallway if you're by yourself unless you're invisible or something? Because it's just, there's usually people waiting in that hallway or down the cave, around the right side cave anyway, going up into it, that, you know, are just waiting for you, throwing grenades, BRing you to death. So it's just, you got to go in there with the team to make any difference or go in an unusual way, like he's saying. So, yeah. Well, spell check, what else we got here?
I got one final one here from Plasmorphage. It says on containment, what he's found is really helps is if you go to the other base using the turn to the middle, it's really hard to snipe you there. And you're not as open to attack. And if you're on defense, bring the tank into the base in the flag bomb area, okay? Everyone said this, okay? No one does it.
Oh.
So you gotta do it. It does help. I've done it. But I'm not everyone. But anyways. He's also going to say, now he's not going to say it, but super browsing helps in that too. Not for sniping, but for scouting at the location of the enemy. And, hint, hint, everyone uses the tunnel. And you should too. It's expected. But it's the best spot to get in the base. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the random tip of the week segment. And we got a couple of them this week. Let me start off with one from Quality Jeverage, who says, here's his random tip here. The game called Murakumo for the Xbox. Murakumo, okay.
I think that's it.
Tip, don't fly into walls. Also, a super happy fun hour videotape called Hello Kitty Mech. Dude, terrorize Kitty Mech. No mouth, eyes. Man, that.
I think there's Satan, actually.
Satan, yeah, Hello Kitty, Hello Kitty, what's the Satan. Difference? What is the difference?
Been proven? I don't know.
Wow. Do you have any proof?
Yeah, I said so.
Isn't that like in the second of Bible? That Hello Kitty.
Like, if I say so, it's I don't know. I'm sure it's in Deuteronomy somewhere. Anyways, also got another one. Oh, that's total BS. There's no way that could even be true. He's making that game up. We're going for real tips here.
No, we're not. Random tip of the week, dude. Barbie Horse Adventure running through the tulips wasn't a real tip.
But that game is real.
I know, but the level 26 game-changing and, you know, picking up the super power-up...
I put spinners on my horse.
...makeup boxes and...
I put spinners on my horse. I thought we were talking about Barbie Underground 2.
Need for Horse Underground. Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit. Most Wanted. 3.
Most Wanted Barbie Horse Rider.
Can you see Barbie with like tattoos and piercings all over her?
I'd buy it.
Badass Barbie.
Purple afro.
She's like Barbie the Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Or Barbie in the Warriors. You know, have you guys seen that game based on the old movie? Warriors, come out to play. Have you guys seen that movie?
I haven't seen that.
Can't believe you just said that, dude.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I will have to see
it.
Oh,
you need to see it.
Now that the game's come out, I'm interested to see all the crazy 70s
the game
gang
warfare. The game's set before the movie, so it's like, can you dig it? That's a good movie. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that.
Well, can't say I have.
Oh,
sorry.
Boy. All right, we need to do that over our big old break next week and the week after.
I will. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll report back with a full review.
Oh, yeah. That came out in 1979. It's a good movie. Good movie.
Awesome. I was good. Four. Anyway.
Good movie. You were 4. I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
It's much rated R, so. Yeah. Little kids, don't go see it.
So, we have another random tip, right?
Yeah, we do have a random tip from some punk claiming he's a Teletubby.
Actually, that's me. And
that's you?
I said it was me, but I don't know why it says Snuggles the fifth Teletubby.
Let's say it.
Go for it.
I refuse to say it.
Alright, I'll say that. Okay, my game is called Snuggles the fifth Teletubby. And basically, Snuggles is a dark Teletubby who feasts on human flesh and fried chicken.
Combination of fantastic stuff.
In level 9, when fighting the giant fluffy purse that tries to give you hugs, hop on Todd the Toadstool and use your dark television power to show scenes of nuclear war and other scenes that you'd expect in, like, Doom. Basically, you can use this new power to make happy things depressed and thus turn them into a depressed minion of darkness to do your bidding, such as give things hugs. And then it eats them, thus, like, stealing their other powers. It makes them evil. And these tips are very useful, and I use them all the time. So, I'm on, like, level 24 in the game.
Really, man? Great. Wow. I'm still a noob, man. I'm getting pwned by other Snuggles the Fifth Teletubbies.
Yeah, that game is insane online.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody, like, speaks in normal adult language. They all go, man, just all this crappy stuff.
Fun with voice masking.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. We got one more show this year. One more.
Yep. Stay tuned coming up for the final show of the year.
Gasp.
Podtacular Customs and Call-Ins, episode 41, where we talk about your custom game, talk about Tales from the Foxhole, and play back your call-ins, your segments, all that good stuff, do some shout-outs. And just have a general good time. So, until then, hey, I'm your host, Boomo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
I'm Painkiller05.
See ya.
Thanks for tagging along.
Yeah, dude. Right on.
Yeah. Keep on trucking.
Keep on fragging trucks with truck frags in them.
Shoot a minivan, too. Go shoot a minivan.
Later.
There's only one thing left to say.